Welcome to Gone Park, your Mishnah Gimel. Tzoy mechmatzo, miyada sar tzohu, umiyada pish. The din is somebody that has a nesa, a nega that appeared in a bald spot that had developed in his hair or in his beard. If yellow hairs grow in that nega, that would be a simen tumah. He would become tummy mechla. Or if the nega spreads, that also would be a simen tumah, causing him to be tummy mechla. And the Mishnah teaches us that if black hairs sprout in the nega, those black hairs would stop the yellow hair or the spreading from becoming a simen tumah. Since there are black hairs in the nega, even though there are also yellow hairs or the nega has spread, he would not become tamei mechla. Mechunas umefuzor, mevutor ushalom mevutor. That which the Mishnah teaches us, that black hairs in the nega would protect him from becoming tamei mechla, from the yellow hairs or the spreading, doesn't make a difference whether those black hairs are next to each other or whether they are apart from each other. One black hair is on one side of the nega with the other black hair being on the other side of the nega. And it also doesn't make a difference whether the black hairs are mevutzer, meaning to say they're in the center of the nega, or if they're not mevutzer, that they're on the periphery, on the outside of the nega. In all cases, the black hairs would stop the yellow hairs or the spreading of the nega from causing him to be tamei mechla. So Hamashur Matzo Miyasar Tzohov Umiyara Pishon Mechunas Umefuzor Umefuzor. And so too black hairs that were present before the nega appeared, those black hairs would also protect him from becoming tamei mechla, from the yellow hairs that appeared in the nega or from the spreading of the nega. Whether those black hairs were next to each other or whether they were apart from each other, in both cases he would be protected from becoming tamei mechla. But that's only if the black hairs were mevutzer, that they were in the center of the nega. But if the black hairs that were present before the nega appeared on the side of the nega, or on the periphery of the nega, not in the center of the nega, in such a case it would only protect them from becoming tamei mechla if they were at least two hairs away from the hairs that are outside of the nega. If they were two hairs away from the hairs that are outside of the nega, then it would be considered mevutzer in the center of the nega. But if it was less than two hairs away from the hairs that are outside of the nega, then it's not mevutzer, it's not in the center of the nega, and it would not protect him from becoming tamei mechla from the yellow hairs or from the spreading of the nega. It is one yellow hair together with one black hair in the nesef, or one yellow hair together with one white hair in the nesef. Those two hairs would not protect the nega from becoming tamei mechla. This kind of holds that which yellow hairs are simen tumah in a nesef. That's only if the hairs turn yellow after the nega appears. But if the hairs that turn yellow before the nega appeared, it would not be a simen tumah in the nesef. And so you see, that which we said previously in the mission, that black hairs inside a nega would stop the nega from becoming tamei mechla, it's not only black hairs that would stop a nega from becoming tamei mechla. Any color hair besides yellow hair would stop a nega from becoming tamei mechla, such as white hairs or red. And the mission teaches us, if there's one yellow hair in the nega that was there previously before the nega appeared, and that yellow hair was together with one black hair, or there was one yellow hair in the nega together with one white hair, those two hairs would not stop the nega from becoming tamei. As even though this time of halt, the yellow hairs that were present before the nega appeared are not a simen tumah, but he also holds that it would not stop the nega from becoming tamei. It's not a simen tumah, but it's not a simen tara either. So therefore, since there's only one black or white hair in the nega, that's not sufficient to stop the nega from becoming tamei mechla. Only if there are two black hairs or two white hairs in the nega would that stop the nega from becoming tamei mechla. But in this case, since there's only one black hair or only one white hair, even though together with the black or white hair is also a yellow hair that was present before the nega appeared, that yellow hair cannot be mistarf, cannot combine with the black or white hair to stop the nega from becoming tamei mechla. The second Gaon Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, Sar Tzohuv Shekadam Et HaNesach Tahor Rabbi Yehuda Mitami. A yellow hair that preceded the nesach, that yellow hair is tar, it's not a simen tumah. Or Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, he holds that the yellow hair is a simen tumah. We mentioned in the previous mission that even though yellow hairs is a simen tumah in a nesek being a nega that appeared in a bald spot that developed in somebody's hair or beard. But when our yellow hairs are simen tumah in the nesek, that's only if the hairs turn yellow after the nega appeared. But according to the Tanakhama, if the yellow hairs were present before the nega appeared, it would not be a simen tumah. While Rabbi Huda disagrees, he holds that yellow hairs that were present before the nega appeared are also a simen tumah and would cause the nega to become tamei mechla. Rabbi Leda ben Yaakov is explaining the Tanakhama That which the Tanakhama said, that yellow hairs that were present before the Negar appeared, is Tahor. What the Tanakhama means to say that it's not a Simit Tumah, it's not Mitame, but it's also not Matzel, it does not protect, does not stop the Negar from becoming Tamei Mukhla. If beside the two yellow hairs that were present before the Negar appeared, there are two yellow hairs that turn yellow only after the Negar appeared, the Negar would become a Mukhla. The two hairs that were present before the Negar appeared does not stop the Negar from becoming Tamei Mukhla, even though those yellow hairs themselves are not a Simen Tumah. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Kol She'enu Simen Tumah Ben Esek, Harehu Simen Tara Ben Esek. Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon said, that which the Tanakhama said, the yellow hairs that are present before the Negar appear, are Tahar. But the Tanakhama means to say that not only are they not a Simen Tumah themselves, but they would stop the Negar from becoming Tamei Mukhla, as anything that's not a Simen Tumah in the Nesek is also a Simen Tara in the Nesek, meaning to say, would stop the Nesek from becoming Tamei Mukhla. So therefore, these yellow hairs, that according to the Tanakhama are not a Simen Tumah in the Nesek, since they were present before the Negar appeared, they would stop the Nesek from becoming Tamei Mukhla. If there are two other yellow hairs that turn yellow after the Negar appeared, that Negar would not become Tamei Mukhla, since there are also these two yellow hairs that were present before the Negar